Ladies and gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for August 23rd, 2016 is now called to order. I would ask you to please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have our roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichardt.
Here.
Vice Chair Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Dan Carlone.
Here.
Commissioner Evelyn Alexander.
Here.
Commissioner Jeanette Avila.
Here.
Also present, we have Stephen Graham, representing the Civil Service Board from the City Attorney's Office, and a representative from Human Resources.
Our first item for today is item A, public comments. I see there's no one in the audience for comments. Moving on to item AB, approve agenda additions. I don't believe we have any additions.
No agenda additions.
Moving on to our consent calendar, I would ask for a motion that consent calendar item A1 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull this item for discussion? I call for the motion. Sorry.
So moved.
Second.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. That ends our consent calendar for today. Item A2, a request by the Deputy General Manager, Water Department, to approve revised testing standards for water reclamation maintenance planner. I'd ask for a motion that the request be approved to revise the testing standards for water reclamation maintenance planner to civil service application review and civil service supplemental questionnaire review. If I can have the motion.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Any discussion? Call for the question.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item A3, request by the city manager to establish testing standards for Community Development Block Grant, CDBG, program assistant, grant funded. I'd ask for a motion that the request be approved to establish testing standards for Community Development Block Grant Program Assistant to Civil Service Application Review and Civil Service Supplemental Questionnaire Review. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
A second?
Chair, could I have just one question? What does that mean? That means they're establishing a testing for people who apply for grants?
It's just confirming that it will only be application review and then straight to department selection interview rather than incorporating a written exam or a performance exam that would be required of candidates that are applying for the position. So it's a relatively new position that we haven't recruited for it before, so the department is just...
But it's like a grant writer.
No, it's actually a program that manages the CDBG block grant program. So this is housing funding. It can be used for a variety of programs in designated areas, generally low-income areas for funding.
Right.
And so it is a person that will be responsible for managing those program dollars that the city receives.
These tasks were typically done by interns,
right?
And it was decided that they really needed to have somebody there.
To actually manage it or to oversee it.
Yeah. So, I mean, this isn't for people who are applying for CDBG money for the city. It's so that we have somebody here who can manage those programs.
Also, would it be considered an unclassified position? I realize it's paid by a grant, it's not paid by city funds. Do we have classified and unclassified in grant money?
Well, it is a classified position.
Okay.
That's been established in full-time within the office of the city manager, similar to other positions like in the down in the call center.
Okay, no, I was just wondering if
but it is the reason that they'd included that it is grant funded is to stipulate that the
I'm
position.
Sure. No, I understood that, but I thought possibly it would be considered an unclassified position, and then down and we wouldn't have testing and stuff like that necessarily for it. Okay, thank
right.
you.
And that position would come out of the city manager's office or at work?
It is in the city manager's office, yeah.
Okay.
Additionally on that, there is a minimum requirement of an associate's degree in business.
Yes.
Okay, but I didn't, in this one, I didn't say, quite often we'll say if someone worked in a position for a number of years, that would also qualify them.
There could be other qualifying experience. If you look at the job spec, maybe we can do that really quickly. It includes, the language stipulates.
I read, yeah, use of a computer and networking in the community.
Actually, the minimum qualifications for this stipulates that a typical way is an associate's degree from business administration or closely related field and 2 years of college level or 2 years of college level coursework. And experience, so it doesn't specify the number of years of experience. So if somebody had experience working specifically in this type of grant-funded program for 2 or more years, that could be considered an equivalent combination of.
So that is part of the language. Okay, mm-hmm. That was my question.
Thanks, Chair.
We have a motion. Can we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is correspondence, and I don't believe we have any today.
No correspondence.
Moving on to item A5, our monthly report from the Chief Examiner.
In the packet that you'd received was an update regarding our activity for the month of July, in which case we had 13 eligibility lists issued certifying 123 candidates in the month, with the distribution of eligibility lists going to parks, the library, police department, public works, and the water department. And at month end, we had 14 recruitments that remained in progress. In addition to that, I did want to let you know that, you know, some time ago we had a number of civil service rules that the board had reviewed and approved to report to the bargaining units. HR had held off with sending those out with all of the transitions that were taking place and have now forwarded all of those rules for the bargaining units for review. So we're in discussions with them addressing any questions or concerns that they have. And those rules will be coming back to you at the second meeting in September.
Yeah, I forgot all about this.
I know, it's been a while. So I just wanted to let you know that those are moving forward.
Uh-huh.
It has been a long time. So those will be coming back for final review, and then provided that there is approval, of course, I'll go to council for the final.
I just want to say something briefly on that topic. I am on my bargaining unit's advisory board, but I have recused myself from that topic. I've not been involved in reviewing that or in any way negotiating.
Okay, I would ask for a motion that the activity report for July 2016 and the personal action summary report for August 15, 2016 be received and filed. If I can have the motion.
So moved to.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is item A6, closed session. We do not have a closed session item today. So moving on to item A7, adjournment. I ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting of September 13, 2016. If I can have the motion.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Another very
awesome.
Yeah,
they're
on a roll.
Yeah, these, the meeting we missed was even shorter.
It was like 2 minutes or something.